Once upon a time, there was a boy called Jack. And Jack loved his mum and he loved his dad, but most of all, he loved his granddad. His granddad was a tailor, a man who makes clothes by cutting out cloth and sewing the cloth together. And Jack loved to go into his granddad's shop and watch the old man working. When Jack was 5 years old on his birthday, he went to his granddad's shop as usual, and his granddad had a present for him. He gave him a parcel, and when Jack unwrapped it inside, he found a lovely coat. He put on the coat, did up the buttons, and said, "Thanks very much, Grandad. That's a really nice coat. Thanks." Jack walked outside into the street, and his friends, when they saw him, they said, "Jack, that's a great coat. Where did you get that?" And Jack said, "My granddad made it for me. He's a tailor. It's good, isn't it?" "Yeah," they said, "lucky you." Jack felt good when he wore the coat, so he wore it everywhere. He wore it at school, he wore it at home, he wore it in the park. He even wore it on top of his pajamas in bed. In fact, little Jack couldn't get to sleep without the feeling of that coat on his cheek. And there's nothing wrong with that. Time passed, and Jack grew bigger, but the coat didn't. It started to split and it started to fray. And one day Jack's mum comes along. She says, "Jack, that coat of yours, it doesn't fit you anymore. It's torn and it's frayed and it's a bit smelly. Let's chuck it away, go down the shops and get you a new one, okay?" But Jack loved the coat. He didn't want to lose it. He said, "No, mum, I love this coat. Granddad made it. Granddad'll know what to do." And he went off to his granddad's shop. Inside he said, "Granddad, Mum wants me to throw away this coat, but I love this coat, I don't want to lose it. What shall we do?" And his granddad said, "Jack, give me the coat, I know what to do." His granddad took the coat and he got out a pair of scissors and he started to snip and he started to sing. And then he got out a needle and sewed the cloth together, still singing. And this is the song that he sang. "Snip, snip, snip, this is what I do. Snipping here, snipping there, making something new." Then he took the needle and he sang, "In and out and in, this is how I sew. Sewing things together, that's what I know." And he snipped and he snipped and he snipped and he sewed and he sewed and he sewed. And when he'd finished, he handed back to Jack the most lovely little jacket that you've ever seen. Do you see what he's done? He's cut out the coat and made it into a jacket. And Jack put the jacket on, did up the buttons, said, "Thanks very much, Grandad. That's a great jacket." He went outside and in the streets, his friends saw him. They said, "God, Jack, where'd you get that jacket? That's really nice." He said, "My granddad made it for me. He's a tailor. It's good, isn't it?" "Yeah," they said, "lucky you." And Jack wore that jacket everywhere. He wore it at home, he wore it at school, he wore it in the park, he wore it down the shops. He wore it on the beach when he went on holiday. He wore it when he was riding his bicycle. He wore it everywhere. But then time passed and Jack grew, but the jacket didn't. It started to split and it started to fray and it started to get a bit torn and smelly. And one day his mum comes along, she says, "Jack, that jacket of yours doesn't fit you anymore and it needs to be thrown away. Let's go down the shops and buy you a new one, okay?" But Jack loved that jacket. He didn't want to lose it. He says, "No, Mum, Grandad'll know what to do. I'll ask him." In his granddad's shop, Jack said, "Grandad, Mum wants me to throw away the jacket and I love this jacket so much. I don't want to lose it. What shall we do?" And his granddad said, "You give it to me. I know what to do." And his granddad took the jacket and got out a pair of scissors and a needle and he snipped and he sang and he went. "Snip, snip, snip, this is what I do. Snipping here, snipping there, making something new. In and out and in, this is how I sew. Sewing things together, that's what I know." He snipped and he snipped and he sewed and he sewed and then he handed back to Jack the most lovely little t-shirt that you've ever seen. And Jackie put on the T-shirt. He said, "Thanks very much, Grandad. I love this T-shirt." Outside, his friends admired it, and Jackie wore it whenever he could. He wore it at school, he wore it at home, he wore it in the park, he wore it playing football. He even wore it going swimming. He even wore it underneath his pajamas when he went to bed. He loved it so much. But then time passed, and Jack grew bigger, and the T-shirt didn't, and it started to split, and it started to fray. And one day his mum says, "Jack, let's chuck away the T-shirt and get you a new one. It's smelly and old." But Jack shook his head. "No, Mum," he said, "I love this T-shirt. I don't want to lose it." And he goes off to his granddad's shop and says, "Granddad, Mum wants me to throw away the T-shirt. I love this T-shirt. What should we do?" "Give it to me, Jack. I know what to do." His granddad takes the T-shirt, gets out a pair of scissors and a needle. He starts to snip and he starts to sing. "Snip, snip, snip, this is what I do. Snipping here, snipping there, making something new. In and out and in, this is how I sew. Sewing things together, that's what I know." And he snipped and he snipped and he snipped. He sewed and he sewed and he sewed. And when he'd finished, he handed back to Jack the most lovely little badge that you'd ever seen. A badge made out of the cloth of the T-shirt. Jack loved the badge. "Thanks very much, Grandad," he said, and put it on. He went outside and his friends saw the badge and they said, "God, Jack, that's a really nice badge. Where'd you get that?" "My Grandad made it for me. He's a tailor. It's good, isn't it?" "Yeah," they said, "good badge." Jack loved that badge so much. He wore it all the time. He wore it at school, he wore it at home, he wore it in the park. He wore it even on his pajamas. But one day he looked down and the badge was gone. He loved it. He wanted it. He went looking everywhere, but he could not find his badge. He went to his mother. He said, "Mum, I've lost the badge. What shall I do?" She said, "It's only a badge. Forget about it." "No," he said, "Grandad made the badge. He'll know what to do." He went round to his granddad's shop and said, "Grandad, I've lost the badge. I loved it so much. What shall we do?" His granddad looked at him for a while, and then he took a pen and a piece of paper and started to write on the paper. And when he'd finished writing, he handed it to Jack. Jack read what was written and said, "Grandad, this is our story. This is the story of the coat and the jacket and the T-shirt and the badge. Why?" His granddad said, "Jack, there's something that you're old enough to learn now. Nothing in life lasts forever. Not coats, not jackets, not T-shirts, not even people. Everything wears out or gets lost sooner or later. But if you love something and you lose it, put it in a story. And then every time you tell the story, you'll see the thing that you lost in your imagination, and sometimes that helps you feel better." Jack said, "Thanks very much, Grandad. That's a great story." And he put the story in his pocket and he went outside and he told the story to all his friends. And every time he told it, he saw the thing that he'd lost and he did feel better. And then he stopped telling the story for a while until something very sad happened. Can you guess what it is? His granddad died. And Jack loved the old man so much, he didn't know what to do. After the funeral, he went home, he sat in his room, and he just didn't know what to do. And then he remembered his granddad talking about the story and how if you love something and you lose it, put it in a story. So he started telling this story again. Not to remember the badge, but to remember his granddad. He told it to his friends, and he told it to his relatives, and they liked the story so much they started telling it to their friends and their relatives. And so it moved from storyteller to storyteller until someone told it to me. And now I'm telling it to you. So you're part of the story too. And maybe one day you'll tell it to someone so that we can all remember that if you love something and you lose it, put it in a story, And then every time you tell the story, you'll see the thing that you've lost in your imagination.